Utahns had a mixed response to the announcement Friday that the Interior Department's launching an in-depth review of federal coal programs. KUER's Judy Fays heard from critics and supporters.
Coal plants generate around 80% of Utah's electricity, and coal mining supports around 5,000 direct and indirect jobs, mostly in rural parts of the state. Numbers like those prompted two Republican congressmen to attack the Interior Department's coal program review. Chris Stewart calls it, quote, a liberal fantasy land, unquote. And Rob Bishop says the audit would shut down mining on federal land and eventually on other lands, too.
It is typical. It is predictable. People who are the poorest are the ones who are going to be hurt by it. This simply says, in order to come up with a political dogma, they're willing to let people freeze in the dark.
Federal land is the biggest source of Utah coal, with around 33,000 acres leased at an average price of 32 cents a ton. Lauren Wood is a Utah-based member of the National Keep It in the Ground campaign. She welcomed the Interior Department's initiative as a first step in transforming Utah's fossil fuel economy into a sustainable economy based on renewable energy.
The future of coal as we know it is uncertain at best. And considering the impacts of climate change, considering how dirty it is for the future of the planet, I highly doubt that that industry is going to be on the uptick anytime soon.
It's unclear how the review might affect proposals to expand the Alton Strip mine in King County and the Sufco mine in Sevier County. Judy Fays, KUER News.